Today's Special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salam. Peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. Thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we're going to speak about the companions of Imam al-Mahdi, peace be upon him. Today, Sunday, is the 10th of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Isfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, our topic for this episode of today's special is about the companions of Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance in the light of Quranic verses. Surah Anbiya, verse 105, is ready to be listened to.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ
And we have already written in the book of Psalms after the previous mention that the land of paradise is inherited by my righteous servants.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It seems that the objective is the book specialized to Prophet David, peace be upon him, which contains the whole supplications, prayers, and advices of that prophet. This book was sent down after the Torah, and the purpose of the Holy Word, reminder mentioned in the verse, is also that very Torah. In an explanation to the verse, Imam Baghir, peace be upon him, remarks that it refers to the companions of Imam al-Mahdi in the last days. Thank you very much for being with today's special. And now the continuation of this episode about the position of the awaiting. Among the characteristics of the utopia of those who are in expectation is the idea of awaiting. The concept of expectation in the traditions of Ahlul Bayt has moved from the abstract ideas of the mind into the actual realities of practice. The priority and difficulty of expectations over other religious practices can be understood from the two hadiths of the Holy Prophet taken as a whole. Number one, the best of actions is the most strenuous of them. And number two, the best of actions for my community is awaiting the deliverance. Having studied the two hadiths according to the methodology of hadith comprehension, one can easily deduce that the al-faraj, that means the deliverance, is both in virtue and a difficulty. In another tradition, the hardship and severity during the major occultation of Imam al-Asr has been described by Imam Baghir alayhi salam as follows. How far al-faraj, deliverance, will not be accomplished unless you have been screened, then sifted. and sifted again so that the impure disappears while the pure remains. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about some characteristics of the companions of the 12th infallible Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. According to Islamic instructions and hadiths, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will have 313 companions, staunch companions, who will be associates of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, and they will be they will be in the service of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. At the same time, we find that according to Islamic instructions, around 10 or 12,000 people will be ready for Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. I mean, the first radius or the first layer will consist of 313 companions, staunch companions, and then around 10 or 12,000 people will also accompany Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. And finally, the outer layer of the companions of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will be those believers that will join Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam and his movement. According to Islamic instructions, the names and specifications of the companions of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam are already preserved in a sealed tablet or in a sealed book. And the book, is now available only to Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. At the same time, it must be indicated that this number, that is, 313 companions of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, are equal to the number of the Prophet's companions in the Battle of Badr, or the companions of the Prophet Talut, as indicated in the Holy Quran.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
One question in this part of today's special. Where is Imam al-Mahdi now? Imam al-Mahdi, as the last Imam of Shia Muslim, disappeared in 260 when he became Imam. The last time that he was seen was in the cellar of his father's house in Samarra, Iraq. That is why it is rumored regarding Shia that they believe al-Mahdi is in the cave. Shia do not believe that Imam al-Mahdi is in the cave or cellar. He was just seen there for the last time. He can be anywhere Allah wishes. However, one thing is clear is that he lives on the earth among people while people do not perceive. If that cellar has become famous as cellar of occultation or Sardab al-Ghaybah, it is because it was made so by the non-Shia sources. There is no mention of such name by Shia scholars.
Yabn al-Hassan, Yabn al-Hassan. Ya ibn al-Hasan, 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 Ya ibn al-Hasan.
Let's listen a little about the characteristics of Imam al-Mahdi's companions. While narrating the features of the companions of Imam al-Mahdi, Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, narrates that they will be such men that their hearts will be like pieces of iron. There will exist not a shred of doubt in their mind, nor will they ever harbor any doubts. To uphold the rights of Allah, they will be unyielding like hard stone. They will constantly circumambulate the presence of the Holy Imam as moths circumambulate the fire as they are attracted to the glow of the fire. They will submit themselves in the service of Imam al-Mahdi. They will remain awake in the nights and worship of Allah throughout. Their voices as they worship Allah will be similar to the humming sound of the honeybees. They will remain alert during the nights and prepare for jihad during the days. They will always be attractive towards the service and obedience of Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
According to our ahadith, these companions of Imam al-Mahdi, the lucky 313, they have at least six qualities, at least, that I'll mention. So we begin by explaining these qualities. The first quality, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he's narrated in one hadith speaking about the qualities. The first thing he speaks about is their aqidah. He says they have special aqidah, special belief. How is their aqidah? He says, number one, the first quality is their aqidah in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their belief in Allah. The Imam describes to us their aqidah and belief in Allah. So pay close attention. If I want to become amongst the 313, I want to hasten the reappearance of the Imam, I have to have this aqidah. The Imam mentions two points about their aqidah and Allah. Number one, he says their aqidah and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strong. It's like a mountain. Nothing can shake the aqidah of the 313 in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have absolutely no doubt, no grain of doubt in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did we not mention that amongst the qualities of the believers, according to the Quran, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, they believe in the unseen. Believe means that you have certainty, you have yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the unseen. So when we say that their belief is strong in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means they have certainty in Allah. How? Number one, they have certainty in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right now you'd be amazed how much misconceptions there are against Allah. And many, unfortunately, people are being led into atheism. We find young people in our communities, because they do not have knowledge, they what? Unfortunately, they sometimes are led into believing in atheism, disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The quality of the companions of the Imam is that their belief in Allah is strong, meaning their belief in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing will shake their belief in Allah, in the existence of Allah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Thank you very much for being with today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we will join you tomorrow. So we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah. Allahu